So, isn't it interesting? A power that is not willing to release you, yet God is telling you that you are going to plunder them. How can slaves plunder the kingdom of masters? How can people who have not been trained in war, because they're slaves, they never participated in fighting, be expected that they are going to plunder the superpower? I think God wanted them to know clearly it's not within their power. That God, in His wisdom, had the ability to do it, and they would have to trust Him to do it. Is God giving you a project as a leader, which you can see clearly is doomed to fail unless He participates? It does not mean then you stop doing the project. It means that you do it in prayer. That's why we have kept emphasizing seeking from God the understanding of the benefit of the project, the challenges of the project, because then it will put you on your knees to seek God's help. When you have not analyzed something which you have gotten involved to, your calling or your mission or your project, your prayer life will not be rich, because you think, this one I can handle. It's when you start analyzing and realize, wow, unless God was God's with me, I'll go nowhere. Moses knew this, and at a later stage, you'll be telling God, unless you go with us, I'm not going. Are you at the level where you understand that the thing God is promising, He does not expect you to do it on your own, that He expects you to rely on Him,